Our next guest this morning specializes in government, governance, and in fundraising, and has added another accolade to her wonderful, wonderful career. Please welcome the executive director of the Association for Black Economic Power, Deborah Hurston, and you'll be celebrating a brand new achievement, the opening of a brand new Black credit union. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me, Freddie.
My pleasure. How long has this development of the Black Credit Union been in progress?
Oh, my. It started long before I came on board back in 2016-2017. There was a dynamic group of community leaders who came up with the idea. And it was born out of the challenges that the community was facing in North Minneapolis.
You mentioned challenges. What kind of challenges were we facing that was the impetus for Black Credit Union?
Well, it was the age-old challenge of walking into a financial institution completely prepared and able, but being turned down. It's the overall economic challenges that Blacks have historically face, in addition to being raked over the coals by payday lenders. And so rather than wait on a system to fix itself, the community came up with a great idea of establishing a cooperative financial institution, which is a credit union, that they have a voice in to meet their financial needs.
Tell us how a credit union works for those who have never been a member of a credit union.
A credit union has a community-based board. The community votes those people into office. The community has a voice on the products and services that the credit union can offer within reason. Some of it is regulated. But the primary, the main point people need to understand is that credit unions are not for profit. There's no higher level of investors who are anticipating to make a profit off of the credit union, which is a totally different makeup from other financial institutions. So credit unions can typically offer lower fees than banks can because there's no one looking to make a profit off of the products and services.
Wow.
Those discounts are rolled back into the organization in the form of lower interest rates.
So that's a big win for the community with the lower interest rates and the fees that are more advantageous to the community.
Absolutely.
So what is the name of the credit union and when does it open its doors for the first time? Where is it located? I've got a lot of questions for you, Deborah.
Absolutely. Sure. So the name of the credit union is Arise Community Credit Union. And when the community initially thought about this, they were leaning toward different variations of Village Financial Credit Union, Village Cooperative Credit Union. And then when we went after the copyright for that, we found out that a bank actually had it, and so we put it out to the community, some different options, and the community voted on Arise Community Credit Union. So we are chartered now. We are so happy about that. And because of regulations, we have to come out as an online digital credit union first. And then over time, the regulations will release, and we will be able to actually have a brick-and-mortar location in North Minneapolis.
Do you already have a slate of members for Arise Credit Union?
Oh, my God, yes. And you know what? That event on March 28th is to thank those slate of members. So everyone who filled out that community survey, because part of getting the charter required us to document that the community still wanted this because the journey had taken a while. So the regulators wanted us to document through having people fill out those community surveys that they wanted this. So those same people will be reached out to individually to let them know that this is happening and we're ready for you once we get all the technology onboarded.
Tell us about the kickoff this coming Thursday.
On March 28th, I really felt that it was important that we publicly say thank you. The community has been amazingly patient, supportive, and just engaged. When we would do various different community outings, there would be no stoppage to the people who come by our booth and talk about it and encourage us to keep moving forward. And so now we've done it, and I love the, I think I like saying that, we did it. But I also want, tell the public thank you, and all the people who helped along the way. There was the organizing committee, the steering committee, countless technical assistance people. There were so many people involved in this because they all got it. They all got the vision that the community had that North Minneapolis deserves this credit union, and they wanted to do whatever they could to help. And so I just want to say thank you.
Wow. So this is... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And I picked Shiloh Church because I walked into Shiloh Church and explained to them the need. And immediately things turned around. And so I thought it was befitting that we have it in Shiloh Church, because that to me was a tipping point for a lot of different things that I needed to happen that was just getting held up.
Well, so this happening at Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway, this Thursday, 5:30. And what can we expect this coming Thursday at Shiloh Temple?
So we're going to start out with a networking, light hors d'oeuvres networking, and then about 6 o'clock, we'll go into the main sanctuary, and we will have the program where we will talk about all the people and thank all the people who stood up for this, and we will also continue to ask for the public support as we move forward, because there will be a 6 to 9 month technology onboarding process. As a online institution, the technology is amazing. And so we're going to need a little more support, a little more patience, but I thought now is the time to tell the public that we did it and to thank them.
It's really interesting in that you're having this event on this coming weekend, an Easter weekend. So Thursday, then Good Friday, and then a rising on Easter Sunday. How appropriate the name for Arise Credit Union for this weekend.
Absolutely. And thank you for making that connection.
You have a final thought for us this morning on KMOJ?
I want to thank KMOJ for their support as well, and for helping us to get the word out. Had it not been for KMOJ and yourself, just imagine. So thank you.
It's our pleasure. She's Deborah Hurston, the Executive Director for ABEP, the Association for Black Economic Power. And now they've just realized a dream. The Arise Credit Union opening very, very soon online, and a big celebration this coming Thursday. And you can get tickets by going to Eventbrite, and it's free?
Yep, it is absolutely free. And if they can't make it into the portal, feel free to come by. We're not going to turn you away.
All right, this Thursday at 5:30 at Shiloh Temple. Thank you so much for being with us this morning and sharing the great news.
Oh, thank you.
It's our pleasure.